which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
We're the Franchise Insiders. Are you ready to learn about the brewery franchise that just made a franchisee $100,000 in a week?
That's so cool.
You ready to learn about a painting franchise that can make $4 million a year?
Folks, yes, I am.
We have a killer list. How about a franchise that you can essentially buy for free? We've got that too.
I mean, that's a no-brainer right there.
This is why you listen to the Inside Scoop podcast, folks. Good to be back with you. It's football season. Fall is almost here, although Florida, it's still a million degrees for us, but exciting things are happening. We just helped a client get two franchises, Furryland and DoorRenew, and lock them down for the entire city of Miami. So that's always good when that can happen. So lots of great things happening in the world of franchising, and why not? I mean, where are you going to put your money, folks? Real estate's still really high. The stock market's a total casino. Franchising, predictable revenue, and if you need it to be passive, we can show that to you too. So Jill, let's dive in and let's talk about Voodoo Brewery, which the time has finally come. Voodoo Brewery is now selling single unit franchises.
That's amazing. It's Voodoo Brewery is such a cool concept. So, I mean, who doesn't want, well, I mean, not who. I'm sure a lot of people dream of having their own brewery. I know you do. But it's so complicated. Like, how do you brew? That's a big build out. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. But they make it possible. They call it a brewery without brewing. They brew the beer. So they provide it. They send it to you. And then what's really cool is when you open up your location, they encourage individuality. So while they do help you like any other franchisor would do, they have guidelines and rules and that type of thing. They want you to design it the way you want it. So you can be creative in the decoration, your menu items. You can bring in local products to kind of make it more like a local brewery. It's really cool. They also... it's set up like a European beer hall. If you don't know what that is, you order at the counter and pick up your food and drinks there. So you don't have to have a ton of servers. You can actually run your brewery with like 6 employees. So it's nicer because then you don't have to worry about hiring all the employees and all the headaches that comes with that. It's just a much more simple concept. So they make it really easy for you to just have a super cool brewery.
And they don't ask you to, like Jill said, to brew anything at your location. All that stuff is shipped fresh to you. Hey, listen, I mean, when I worked with the Hofbräuhaus Las Vegas, they had all the beer shipped in from Munich. So that's a pretty cool thing. And you can start to customize based upon what you're seeing in the market and keep things fresh. Jill was mentioning before, she said, you know what's cool about this? So personally, you know, we like to make Neapolitan pizzas at home.
You like to.
I like to.
I like to eat them.
You like to eat them. and she's like, you know, honestly, you could, if you bought a Voodoo Brewery, you could make it into a Voodoo Brewery and Neapolitan pizza, or we could even make it more kid-friendly. I mean, that's what's so cool about this is that if you look at modern tastes, craft beer has really stepped up into the world of wine, right? People love it. You can have a more casual environment for people to come for date night, for family night. I just think it's killer. And I mean, my God, their new Pittsburgh location generated nearly $100,000 in a week.
Wow.
Their newest South Carolina location generated almost $85,000 in a week. I mean, if you do the math, the Pittsburgh location's on track to hit $5 million in a year.
That's amazing.
So let's just do the math here. Let's say you were operating this business semi-absentee. You were putting in 10, 20 hours a week. I'll bet you can net, you know, as this thing really gets rolling, I'll bet you can net 20% on that. But let's even say, you know, 15%. I mean, if a business was doing $5 million a year, and you'd be making $750,000 a year before taxes. I mean, that would be, how cool would that be to have your own brewery?
Well, and it's very fun to have your own brewery.
Right?
So,
I mean, Seriously, folks. And you don't, it used to be for Vudu, you had to buy at least three territories, which again, I actually think that's the best way to go. You want an asset that you can grow into, but you don't have to because some towns don't have room. So folks, if you want to learn about Vudu Brewery, the franchise fee is $75,000. We do save you $10,000 on that franchise fee. 6% royalties. They think you can really build one of these all in investment for about $332,000. To have a business that could be making you up to $700,000 a year. Come on now. Do text us 305-710-0050. Also, point of reference, Jill and I are actually working on a website to go along with our podcast. So we'll be able to very quickly point you guys right to a page where you can register for these franchises. But for now, you got to deal with our old-fashioned means of communicating. Text us 305-710-0050. Let's introduce you to Vudu Brewery and save you 10 grand on it. It can be run absentee. It's not home-based. It's a killer franchise. And up next, Jill, we're going to go from super cool brewing to a service that is always going to be needed, certainly for the rest of our lifetimes. This is a franchise that is really picking up steam. It was on our top sellers of June, July, and August. It's called Accelerated Waste Solutions, and it has an item 19 that shows a $4 million plus location. Jill, what is Accelerated Waste Solutions?
Okay, so they call themselves Valet Trash and Junk Removal and Bulk Removal Services. So they have actually two businesses and concepts under one brand. They work with each other. They're amazing. But let's talk about it. And we love our dirty businesses, right? Any right. kind of dirty business.
We love it.
So one portion of their business is called Junk Shot. And they are a junk removal business. So similar to the ones that you've seen where you get a bunch of junk and they come pick it up. But they have a patented app for their customers where you send a picture of your junk, you get a quote, and then you book your job. And that way they can price out, they can determine what type of truck to come. They have these massive trucks, I guess, that, they're able to do for bigger jobs. So it's really cool. You can do monthly pickups, if you need to. It's very, user friendly in the sense that instead of having someone come out and assess your junk, you can just take a picture and send it to them and they'll send the right truck, which we've done this a million times. We just accumulate a lot of junk. And there have been many times that they haven't brought a big enough truck, or they quote us one thing and when they actually come there, it's different. It's hard to tell and to estimate. So this is very, very helpful, because it's going to be basically a one shot and done. The other thing that they have is doorstep details, and that's what they call their valet trash removal business. And this is more for multi-unit complexes, for like apartment buildings. This is something where like five nights a week, they'll pick up your trash. That's huge. I mean, I know if you have any kind of commercial area where you're just accumulating a ton of trash, waiting for trash days or having things built up in a dumpster's disgusting.
They call it high margin mailbox money for franchisees with minimal work and overhead.
Right. So that's a very, I mean, you get a contract with them. I mean, it's essentially, as a business owner, it's quick and instant cash flow, honestly.
So they have contracts already in place throughout the country that they sell to the new franchisee in that territory. You can essentially get I hesitate to use this term, but they say quick and instant cash flow.
Yeah,
because if they already have that relationship and you can tie right into it, that's great. I mean, look, you know, the beauty of that is apartment buildings, homeowners, businesses, Accelerated Waste Solutions really has a solution, quote unquote, for all of them. And they say they are recession and pandemic thriving. That doesn't surprise me.
Well, I mean, when you're not leaving your house, you're going to have a lot more trash. And you have people not leaving there. And there's all the extra trash from the DoorDashers
and Amazon boxes that come in constantly.
So they obviously were thriving during COVID, but also in normal times
even
too.
Now, one of the things I'm known for is taking boxes apart and putting them in the recycling every single week.
Show up somehow every day. There's a new Amazon box for you to take out. I don't know how that
happens. Seriously, guys, that's like my other job. And listen, you know, here's the cool thing. This is another business. We just talked about Vudu Brewery having the potential to hit $5 million. This is a business that does do $4 million a year. It's in the item 19. The franchise fee is $54,900. The royalties are 7%. The total investment is $127,000. You can build this business to profitability. You can get instant business. It's home-based. It's absentee ownership. Hit us up. info@thefranchiseinsiders.com, franchiseinsiders.com. Text us 305-710-0050. Find out how we can save you 10 grand on this franchise right out of the chute. You want to talk about a recession-resistant business? This has got to be one of them. Next up, Jill, this is one that's new to our inventory. And I'll admit that when we first discovered them, I wasn't super thrilled. It's not that I didn't like it, but we've got a bevy of painting franchises we work with. But as we unpeeled kind of the layers to That One Painter, which is the franchise we're going to talk about, That One Painter, boy, I mean, this is another one. They're Austin, Texas location with three territories within it is grossing $4 million. This is another $4 million, $4 million, $5 million. Their San Marcos, Texas location in 1 year with one territory did $719. Jill, tell us about why else That One Painter is making a big difference.
So, I mean, obviously we know home services and home improvement right now is booming. Everyone bought their houses, they're redoing it, they're staying in their houses, but it's an industry that's not going anywhere. People always need it. But what they do that's different is they have a few things. One, they claim, which I think is cute, they focus on being a great house guest and giving great customer service, which is like, you know what? We've had a lot of home improvements in our house. And when someone is a nice house guest working in here, it makes all the difference. I mean, we sat and chat with some of the guys that are doing our flooring. It is such a different experience when you have someone that is polite and, just whether they want to talk or just doing their job, it's just a nice thing to do. So I like that they focus on that. They also do things like lime wash and natural paint, which you don't get with a lot of the regular painting companies. This is sort of more of a specialty, so they do offer that. They also have light handyman services.
Lime wash is where they the color like the bricks and
stuff, you can like spray the bricks, which you can do on the exterior of your house, but a lot of like older homes have brick interior, right. And they have the red brick, but they want to update it to like a white.
Right.
So they can do that too. And then they have handyman services. Well, that's key too, because sometimes you have someone coming to paint, but they can't replace your light switch or, you need them to fix something while they're painting or remove something. Maybe you need a light fixture removed. So they are able to do those types of things, which is a huge bonus. You don't have to call someone else to come in.
Right.
They have a 3-year warranty. They have tons of technology and a CRM, and they have a lot of knowledge-based content. So they just take it a step above some of the other ones that are out there. And again, it's painting. Everyone needs it.
And they book appointments for you. That's pretty freaking cool.
I mean, that's
cool.
Huge, yeah.
So it's a great opportunity to build a multi-million dollar company from home, that's the lifestyle so many people want these days. And listen, painting is going to be needed forever. So again, a good recession-resistant business that can and has been built to $4 million with just three locations. I mean, I would say most of our clients are investing in 2, 3, 5. Heck, we had someone do 20 locations last week. Multi-units are the way to go. And check this out. Franchise fee is $49,000. Royalties are 6%. All in investment to build the profitability, about $72,000 on the low end. We save you $10,000 on this franchise. Home-based, absentee, no painting experience is needed. And they create a system to quickly generate quality leads. I like that they say mm-hmm. that. Quality leads, book estimates, and create referring customers for their franchisees. So guys, That One Painter, if you are looking for a home-based business that can scale to be semi-absentee, this is a good one to look at. That One Painter, save 10 grand on it. Text us 305-710-0050. And Jill, last on the list is a company we've been working with forever, Homewell Care Services. They have rolled out essentially a system where you can buy the franchise for only $5,000 to pay for your training.
Wow.
But we give our clients a $5,000 cashback rebate on this franchise. So essentially, you can buy your Homewell Care Services franchise for free when you buy it with the Franchise Insider. So let's talk about Homewell.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So Homewell, they are one of the fastest growing home care franchises. They do non-medical in-home care, personal care, companionship. They service the home for seniors. You know, they really help out people that may be homebound so that they can stay in their house and not have to go to a facility, which a lot of seniors or people that need extra help prefer to do, so they can have, you know, familiarity while they're at home. But they're also very committed to just really helping people live a better life. They have programs for fall prevention, post-medical care, life enrichment. I mean, they really, really help anyone that needs it. It's amazing service. It's something that is needed whether or not there's 10 others in your territory, because everyone needs this. And it's just such a wonderful, it's a wonderful company to work with and work for, because what do you say? It's you're doing good, feel good.
Doing well by doing good. I mean, look at, you know, you see.
One day I'm going to get that.
All the ways that a home care company can help people, right? So yeah, like Jill said it, in the home, you've got someone that's aging, maybe they're struggling with cognitive decline, they need a caregiver. They've got a spouse that's passed away, kids can't be there full time, you need a caregiver. And guess what? You need a caregiver for every single day of the week, and in some cases, 24/7. Mm-hmm. But guess what else? Let's say you got a loved one that's in memory care. Well, you know what? They probably need a caregiver a couple hours a day too, because if you've ever seen these places, you know, I mean, they're not giving constant attention. If you've got someone maybe is having, and this is something that hits home for us, maybe they're having issues, you know, eating a full meal. We need a caregiver to help babysit that. So, you know, being in the home care business, in my opinion, it's a no-brainer. It's low investment, high revenue. I mean, I can tell you personally, you know, I've been involved in a home care location that was built to $20 million in one location. I think the average home care company in the country, you look at any of these home care businesses, they're doing $1 million+. Here's an opportunity. And let me tell you how their new deal works. So you can just go the normal way where you pay the $49.5 franchise fee and the normal 5% royalty. But the second option where you pay zero franchise fee is you pay them $5,000 for training. You get that back through our cashback rebate when you buy a Homewell franchise. And then here's what you do. You pay a 10% royalty for the first $1.5 million in gross revenue, okay? Once you hit $1.5 million in gross revenue total, then that royalty drops to 5%. I mean, this is a way for those of you that are out there, if you've got the time, and Homewell does have an absentee option, but you mainly want to put the time in on this type of business. This is a way for you. The total investment on a Homewell is probably about $100,000 to $200,000, somewhere around there. You can get into this business without paying a franchise fee. This is a pretty unique deal. Royalties are 5% once you've hit your $1.5 million. So what a great way to get your own business. And honestly, over the next 10 years, if you really can do well at it, if you can follow the guidance of the franchisor, there's absolutely no reason why you can't build a business that grosses up anywhere from $2 to $5 million and can be netting you, you know, anywhere from $400,000 to $1 million a year. You can absolutely do that with a home care franchise. It's a pretty low investment. They do have an absentee model that they can talk to you about. It is not home-based. So if you want to talk about Homewell Senior Care and save $5,000 on it and get the franchise for essentially zero franchise fee, email us at info@thefranchiseinsiders.com. Text us at 305-710-0050. And I mean, I don't think we can top that off. A franchise with essentially no franchise fee, a painting franchise that's low investment that has a $4 million location, a waste solution business that has a $4 million location, and a brewery that's doing $100,000 a week that you can customize. Let's say you're in a market that you feel like needs more vegan options. They'll do that. So these are great franchises. It shows you some of the diversity that's out there. And we'd love to help you explore franchise ownership. So definitely visit franchiseinsiders.com. Give us a call anytime, 800-445-6382. Jill, any other thoughts?
No, I just love when we have variety like this, because it shows you can do anything from owning a brewery to working in home care to service to our favorite dirty businesses. There's just so many options, and you're seeing insane numbers, not just
insane.
Buying yourself a job here. Yep. You are actually going to do very well. And like Jack said, a lot of them have the opportunity to do multi-unit locations, which is wonderful, but also you can do one location. So it's really up to you. There's so many options.
Yeah. And let's say you've got your job and you're kind of fed up with it and you're ready to do your own thing. Maybe you don't have a ton of cash on hand, but maybe you've got, you know, a couple hundred grand in your 401k. You can roll that tax and penalty free. We work with some of the best financing companies in the business. We're happy to make that introduction for you too. So listen, franchising is great. It's the American dream. And for this week, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
We're the Franchise Insiders. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.
The Inside Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.